Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Bridging the gap between blindness and fashion.
Greetings to everybody. Welcome back to another episode of VI Frontline 101, exclusively here on VI Talk, provided to you by me, Emily Davison from fashionista.com. So, in today's episode, as I promised in the previous one, we are going to be talking about how to dress for the pub situation. Now, for some people, you may be thinking, well, the pub's not really an important one because it is more of a casual affair. But more often than not, I get a lot of people saying to me that the pub is more demanding because you have to essentially figure out what it is you wear, how to balance casual attire with a bit more of a glamorous number, obviously for an evening out, you know, what shoes to wear, how to work if you're going from the work-like situation to the pub, all that kind of thing. And it has made me think that an audio boo via the VI Frontline 101 series would be necessary to cover some of those aspects to help to dress for the pub. Now, obviously, the most important thing is to have fun. Don't let it rule kind of the way you're going to be, you know, enjoying yourself over the night. Don't be uncomfortable. Don't be a slave to fashion because you just let your hair down. Work hard, play hard, guys. So just don't be an absolute master to it and let it dictate what you wear. But of course, everyone wants to look good at the pub. Everyone wants to feel good. You might be going there to get you know, to have some fun or to try, and you know, you might be going there to meet someone, and it's perfectly natural to want to know what to wear for that situation. So the first thing we're going to start off with, now girls and boys, I'm going to try and dedicate it to you both. I'm going to try and, you know, accommodate to both of you guys, so hopefully I can, but obviously I'm not a guy and I don't have a lot of male influence. I have a couple of friends who are well dressed, but obviously I don't know, have a lot of friends who are male, so just work with me on this one. But anyway, we're gonna plough on anyway. So I think the first thing you have to think about is where it's going to be, because if it's in a rural setting, the chances are if you come out of the pub at night, you might scuff, you know, your clothing if you've got like things like obstructions or overhanging branches or, you know, small pathways and stuff. Because I've been to a lot of country pubs through travelling through the UK, like different places like Devon and the Lake District and Cornwall and different places like that. And usually you find, and oh, in Reading as well. So, I mean, you can find that sometimes when you're in a public situation and it's in the country, you need to be a bit more casual than you would be if you was in the city, because obviously it is a bit more kind of uncertain, you know, when you're leaving the pub and travelling home. It's probably going to be a bit more it depends on what situation you're in. But of course, if you're in the London setting or you're in a more of a urban surroundings, then you probably would be a bit more dressy, because obviously a lot of the Londoners do dress up for the pub, from what I've found. Obviously, it does depend what pub you go to, like I said, because some of them have like a certain clientele, shall we say, and the people that go there who, you know, have a different sort of, you know, they have a different marketing audience and stuff. So it really does depend on what one you're going to. It's the first thing you have to start off with. Obviously, see what your friends are going to be wearing, because I think the thing is, if you think, oh, I don't know what to wear, and you go there and you realise that everyone's very casual and you're wearing a dress up, you might feel a bit uncomfortable. But if you and your friends are the same, then it's not going to be as much of a big deal. So of course, converse with your friends, see what they're going to be wearing, or, and you know, just go that way, or you know, just really get a feel of what the place is like. Because, you know, one thing else I want to stress is go to a nice pub. Don't go to one where you get a horrible bunch of individuals who are just not very nice people. So look for the nicer pubs. But that's just me being a bit, you know, cautious for you guys. So the pubs, when it comes to fashion, I would probably say that the first thing to start off with is looking at where you're going to be coming from. If you're coming from work, then you are going to have to sort of accessorise your attire depending on what you're wearing. So say for instance you've got a pair of like trousers on and you've got your suit on if you're a guy, or a girl if you've got like you know, a dress, a tight fitting black dress or something, that's pretty easy to work for at the pub, because you can change the shoes, you can, you know, just maybe unpin the hair and that kind of thing or whatever, and you can have a bit more of a casual laid back look, you know, change the lipstick, change lip gloss and just have something a bit more relaxed for that setting. So, you know, really all you need to carry in your handbag if you're going to be going from work to a pub is you need a good nighttime lip gloss. You need to have some way of, you know, back combing your hair. So I would recommend having a, you know, some sort of comb or something that you can, you know, give your hair a bit of zhuzh. Hairspray or dry shampoo alternatively. And I recommend that you go and look around and get like a small travel size to fit in your bag. You also should have some form of like perfume to take you to the pub, so some nice scent that you can, you know, use for the evening. And really, if you kind of want to change your jewellery, then just take that as well with you. But you don't need a lot to really change the look for the pub. It's just a few little knickknacks and, you know, a different bit of a hairstyle and, you know, maybe some different shoes, and then you're good to go. Guys, really all you guys need to do is maybe just take your tie off, to be honest. When it comes to men's attire, I think when the tie comes off and, you know, you have kind of that more of a casual look, it doesn't really matter, to be honest. I think suits are quite workable with different things, to be honest. And, you know, maybe take a bit of a aftershave or something, or a spritzer or something, or I don't know, whatever you guys like to use, you know. Obviously, I think, you know, years ago, I think I heard Mickey Flanagan once say that the thing used to be was Paco Rabanne, but I don't think Paco Rabanne's quite in anymore. Well, I don't know, really, to be honest, because I don't wear aftershave, but, you know, whatever you like, maybe just take that and just put a bit of that on and just, you know, make sure you feel fresh and sharp for the evening. So, when it comes to dressing, if you're not going from work to the pub, then obviously you're a bit more varied in what you wear. You've got a little bit more option, really. So personally, I would recommend that you wear wedges for the pub, and the reason I say that is because if you are going to the pub situation, you are probably going to be having a little few drinks. I mean, if you're not, then obviously that's great, you know, but if not, then, you know, it's fine. It's either way, really. If you're a drinker or not, you shouldn't feel under pressure to drink, because that's the worst thing in general. I just don't think anyone should be under pressure to drink if they don't want to. But if you do drink, then you should wear wedges, because they are steady, however they give you height, which is what people want. Or go for a platform heel, because the platform heel is disguised. It will give you a bit more height but make you feel steady on your feet. Don't wear shoes that rub or aggravate your feet, because you'll end up with blisters the next morning, and obviously combined, if you have a hangover, then that's not going to be a very good cocktail. Don't wear shoes that are easily, that are easy to scuff, because that's the worst thing. You own a lovely pair of shoes and then you ruin them at the end of the night. I've done that before and I've been so upset that I've ruined my pair of shoes. Other things you can do are things like wearing bling backs. Now, bling backs are great, because what they are is that they are little different shaped, Diamante studied little sort of clips that you have onto the back of your shoes, and you can put them on, and it really gives it a nice nighttime feel. And they're really pretty. You can get them from places like QVC, you can get them from Dorothy Perkins, eBay, loads of different places do them, like from shapes such as stars, hearts, different sort of like pentagons, all that kind of thing, all like manner of shapes that you would want for that situation. And you can add them to the back of your shoes, and you've got a really nice pair of nighttime shoes. So they could be the plainest, boring old things, and you've got a new pair of shoes instantly, and they're great. And I absolutely swear by bling backs. The other things to look out for when going to the pub is what sort of like, trousers or skirts you're going to wear. Personally, I always opt for jeans. I opt for jeans for the pub just because I feel a bit more comfortable in them, and I'm just not really, I don't wear a lot of dresses when I go to the pub, to be honest. Occasionally I do, but they have to be quite tight, or they have to, you know, be of a certain length. But I prefer wearing trousers, because obviously, you know, just I feel like, you know, I'm a bit more secure, and I've just, they're comfortable, and, you know, especially a pair of nice high-waisted trousers or jeans. You know, I think the best thing to invest in life is a pair of good, really good high-waisted jeans that will last you for ages, a really good pair. Mine personally come from Levi's, but that's because I'm a Levi girl, and I did buy them for myself, but I use them a lot, and I just really like them, because they're comfortable, and they just look really good, no matter how many times you wash them. Obviously, obviously follow the guidelines of when you wash them because you don't want to ruin them. So, other things I would recommend for the public situations, if you're girls or if you like wearing girls' clothing, I'm not judging, as always. So, you know, things like, you know, maybe wear a bit more of a, you know, a top that's like, I don't know, a lot of people like wearing sort of kimono tops because they're great, you know, especially if it's summer and it gets colder in the evenings, just sling that on over what top you're wearing and it's really great to keep you warm, or to just, if you're going out in the garden, like the beer garden in the summer's evening and you don't want to get sunburnt, then that's great. Obviously, if it's the winter, you probably would want to wear something like a jacket and a little top or something, like a peplum top maybe. Obviously, because when it is winter, it's colder and you don't want it to get wet and cold and, you know, be uncomfortable. Other things I would recommend, if it is that situation, is to wear layers, because one thing that happens a lot is that you'll go in a very minimalistic outfit, so you'll just have a dress and a pair of high heels or, you know, jeans and a top and something, and then you'll get there and then you'll get out and then it'll be cold. So always take with you a little jacket or something that you can easily fold up and just put in your bag, or, you know, if it's sort of the summer months, maybe a little cardigan or something like that, you know, just so you can add it on, like a really casual cardigan, not like the ones that button up, but just something that's really loose fitted and just really nice. You can get some really good ones from places like New Look and H&M and Dorothy Perkins, so check those out if you're interested. And, you know, when it comes to things like accessories, I personally would not ever take a clutch bag to a situation like a pub, unless it was somewhere controlled where I knew it was going to be alright, like a school do or something. That's the only time I ever really take them, or like any kind of university events, because I know that obviously it's a bit more secure. But I always take bags that are small and crossbody, because you have to remember, practicality is so important. You know, regardless of the fact whether you're disabled or not, sight impaired or not, it is very important to make sure that you keep your belongings safe, because when it comes down to it, at the end of the night, would you rather have a crossbody bag that's kept all of your belongings safe and you can get home, you know, safely, and you don't have to try and get home, you know, by wangling a ride or whatever, or, you know, trying to get home with a friend or something? Or would you rather have a clutch bag and your phone and belongings are gone? That's what it comes down to. So I personally would recommend that everyone has a bag with a strap, or some way that you can keep it on you. Or at least if you do want a clutch bag, then please just keep a fiver or a tenner stuffed somewhere, you know, in your pocket or somewhere safe. Just because if you do have your bag nicked, then at least you've got money to get home. I'm sorry, I sound like an old mother, but I just, when it comes to this situation, I think you have to be prepared for the worst. So, you know, just make sure that you've got a top that maybe has a pocket in it. That's the other thing, like, or a jacket that's got inside pocket, because that's a really good option if you're worried about having something stolen. That's what I personally would recommend. Because they're really good ideas. I mean, other things is, places like online shops, and I mean, Mulberry do them, they do these little crossbody, like, pouches that are for your iPhone and your bus pass and some money, and they're really great because you can have them and they're very discreet and subtle and no one can take them off you. And I mean, I have one in purple which I love, but the reason I have it is because obviously it keeps all of my belongings safe, and I usually have that when I'm going out to a situation like going up to London or if I'm going for a night out, because it means that my bag won't get lost, and it will just be a safer option. But I think this is years of my mother drilling into me to always take a crossbody bag whenever I go out to situations like that. So, when it comes to other accessories, really, I think it depends on what you're wearing. I would always recommend to go with either gold or silvered statement jewellery, like statement necklaces, statement earrings if you're not wearing a statement necklace, you know, nice ring. You know, don't wear it all at once because that's going to be too overpowering, but one statement piece that will really kind of present an outfit, because, you know, statement accents of jewellery are really great for the pub situation. They really add a bit of a flavour and a flair to it and give it that nice night out feel, and I really enjoy wearing those with my outfits because I don't get as much chance to wear them in the daytime as I like. So if I'm going to that sort of situation, I know I could get away with wearing a nice, you know, even if it's some sort of sweatshirt and, you know, like a statement necklace, that looks great. So I would strongly advise that you invest in a few. They've got some great ones in different places like Primark, H&M do a lot of great ones, Aldo, Topshop. You can even get them on places like secondhand stores like eBay or Depop, or you can get them on a number of the fashion retailers that do discounted jewellery. So just have a look, really. And if you're a gold or a silver person, you know, just see what more you have of. If you wear a lot more tan bags and tan shoes and stuff, then probably gold. But if you wear more things that are like black or white, you might want to get silver instead. But it just depends really what your tastes are, to be honest. I'm more of a gold person, that, to be honest, because I think it matches my hair and it looks nice. So if, you know, you think that you are going to wear some nice pieces of statement jewellery, then invest in a few this summer for that situation. And really, what it comes down to is to just have some fun, to be honest, because it's all about really expressing yourself, because obviously the pub's a bit more relaxed, and if you've to come from work, you're able to really just let your hair down and stuff, so let a bit of your personality come through that, because it's all about living and just letting your hair down and all that kind of thing. So, when it comes to makeup, now makeup, really, this is for both girls and boys, I'm not judging, again, never judge, So, if I would probably say to go with something like a primer, a very good primer, because that is the best thing. I swear to God, invest in a primer because it will keep your makeup on. And the last thing you're going to want is for when you're in the pub to have your makeup sliding down your face because it's cram-packed and you're having drink after drink, if you do drink, that is, you know, I'm just setting up a scenario here, and you know, you're sweating and you're hot, and then a lovely girl slash guy, you know, I don't mind, comes over to you and says, oh, want a drink, and then you've got your face running down you like perspiration. No, doesn't even bear thinking about. So I personally would recommend one that I've been using for a few days now, and I did a recent review over at my blog, fashionice.com, which you can go and check out. It's the Body Shop InstaBlur. Now, that's brilliant because it does five things. It will smooth out wrinkles, it will shine your face, it will keep your makeup lasting for up to 24 hours, and it's really great because it keeps it all in place. And I actually had a photo shoot with Guy Dawgs the other day, and it kept it all on my face. None of it dripped anywhere. It stayed all in place. It looked great by the end of the day, so I probably would like to test that out in a pub-like situation, but I imagine that would be great. But really, any primer that you find works for you, because obviously stick with what you know when you're going to that situation, because you want to be comfortable. So get a primer that you know works for your skin type, you know, that keeps your makeup lasting long, and just keep it all in place really, because that's the best thing. Get a good moisturizer that leaves your skin feeling smooth but not too oily, because that will also make your makeup you know, it will make it like fade quicker. And you know, things like get a good eye cream and that kind of thing, and really just make sure that you have things that you know that work for you, and just go with a little bit more of a definition to your eyes that night, or maybe, you know, have a darker colour of lipstick or lip gloss to give you a bit of a pout. But really, like I say, it really just depends on what you like and what you know works for you, because everyone's different here. Everyone's got different skin tones, skin types, skin needs. Everyone's going to like different products. So what I might say I love, you might say you hate. So really all I say is just go with a statement feature like the lips or the eyes. Don't go with both over the pub, because that will look too much. And then just, you know, keep everything else just the same as you usually would do. Now, for the boys, when it comes to the pub situation, really I would just say some of the similar rules to the girls. So, if you're not coming from the work life situation, then just wear a nice pair of casual jeans with, you know, a shirt or something that you like to wear, you know, good aftershave. I think that's one thing, as a girl, I can comment, I like a man to smell nice, I like him to smell clean and fresh and have good aftershave. And I think that's the best feature, because, you know, don't have it too overpowering, but have a nice scent there so the girl can smell and appreciate it. Because for me, I think that's very nice and appealing in a man. So use one that you only have for a special occasion, and one that you know smells nice. And you get people say that they like the smell, you know, even if it's a perfume that's actually unisex, because I know a lot of companies do unisex perfumes. So if there's one, you know, that you have a half, or, you know, obviously you wouldn't be going there to go and attract another woman, I hope. But, you know, if you know someone in your family, like your sister maybe, who's got a unisex perfume or something like that, then just try that one maybe. Or, you know, if you've got an aftershave that you know you like, then try that. And really just make sure that you have a nice clean shaven face, you know, all of the general things you'd expect. Like always, I always say I think boys should have well-maintained eyebrows, and I think a lot of girls that I've met have said the same thing. They like men to have good eyebrows. So you're getting into the female psyche now. Always have good eyebrows as well. And just really have some fun, same as the girls, to be honest. You know, there's nothing really that I would say is distinctly different from the girls, obviously, things like aftershave and stuff, but just, you know, make sure that, again, you have everything you need on you. You know, don't have things rattling around in your pocket, I would actually say, because they do actually have some good male crossbody bags and stuff like that, because I think one of the things is men always go about wearing bags, especially if they're very masculine. At least this is what I've found from certain people, and they don't want to have a bag on them like that during the public situation. They'll have everything rattling around in the pocket, and then they'll lose it, and then they'll be angry. So just get a good bag that's a small crossbody bag. You can put your money, your phone, your car keys if you're driving, you know, all that kind of thing in there, just so you've got it all where you need it, or like a pouch or something. Just make your life easier for yourself, to be honest, and just not tempt fate, because you know that situation, you always get the odd case where people are opportunists and they will try to pickpocket, and it does happen. So just make sure that you have everything secure. So that concludes my episode of going to the pub for VI Frontline 101. I hope you find it interesting and have some good tips and ideas about how to dress for that situation. And I hope any of you who are listening to this with the intentions of going to the pub very soon, I hope you have a great time and that you enjoy yourself, and I will catch you guys in the next one. Bye!
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.